Once you have accurately chosen your ideal job or occupation, it will change progressively over life as you evolve and mature. Your biggest responsibility is to make the decision to become very good, to become excellent at what you do. We've said that self-confidence comes from positive knowing rather than positive thinking. And it is only when you know that you are outstanding in your chosen field that you really feel terrific about yourself and that you enjoy high levels of self-confidence. Men and women who are good at what they do and who know that they're good at what they do are very different from those who are only average. They walk and talk and dress and behave differently. They have an attitude of assurance and certainty about them which enables them to stand out in any group. They have a deep-down sense of self-worth and self-confidence that is evident to everyone around them. I remember a man in his mid-20s who came up to me at a seminar in Pittsburgh recently. He said that he had started in sales just over 4 years ago. He told me that in his first year in a very competitive market, he made $22,000. But as he read and listened to tapes and attended seminars, he got better and better, and in his second year, he made $48,000. He became totally committed to ongoing professional development, and in his third year, he made $94,000. In his fourth year, he had earned just over $175,000, selling the same products in the same competitive market to the same customers at the same prices and under the same economic conditions. And he had driven to the seminar in his new Mercedes. Now, not everyone can experience such extraordinary financial results. But the most important thing about this young salesman was that he exuded self-confidence and personal pride from every pore. He had a positive self-image and high self-esteem. He was admired and respected by the people around him, and he was held up as a role model to others of what they might become if they just worked on themselves and on their jobs hard enough. This brings us to a very important mental principle called the law of accumulation. The application of this law is a fundamental reason for success in every field, including yours. This law simply says that every great life or great career is an accumulation of hundreds and perhaps thousands of efforts that nobody ever sees or appreciates. Great success is the result of countless hours, maybe even months and years, of preparation and hard work toward the goal of becoming very good at what you're doing. This law of accumulation says that life is very much like a balance sheet with both credits and debits. Every time you do something positive to enhance your abilities and to improve your life, you get a credit on the credit side of the ledger. Every time you waste your time or neglect to take advantage of an opportunity to learn and grow, you get a debit on the debit side of the ledger. And here's the key. Everything counts. Everything that you do or fail to do is written down and totaled up on your balance sheet. A successful, happy, self-confident person is simply an individual who has consciously and deliberately built up a lot of credits on his or her personal balance sheet. An unhappy, negative, or insecure person is simply a person who has a lot of debits on his or her balance sheet. And since the only things that count are your actions, it seems that every positive and constructive action you engage in adds up and increases your levels of self-confidence and self-esteem.